Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
CM Punk lashes out at AEW. An Impact Wrestling champion is injured, and more names have been added to WrestleMania. For Friday, March the 24th, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Sorry if I'm a little fucking snippy.
That's fine.
I'm hurt and I'm old and I'm fucking tired. I work with fucking children.
CM Punk leading the wrestling conversation as you wake up this morning. Last night, CM Punk posted an Instagram story that he very quickly deleted. It was in response to comments made by Dave Meltzer about his brief match with Jon Moxley going back to just before AEW All Out. So before we give you the comments from CM Punk, let's take a look at the message from Dave Meltzer that he was replying to, which was from the Wrestling Observer message board. Dave Meltzer talked quite openly about the match in question, which was that very brief Jon Moxley CM Punk match in which CM Punk lost the AEW world title coming back from an injury. He lost in quick fashion, regained the title at All Out. But in talking about that, Dave Meltzer said the following on the Wrestling Observer message board. Do you know why they didn't advertise Punk versus Moxley longer and why it had a short build? Because Punk agreed to it, then AEW got a legal letter saying he wasn't down with it and he wasn't doing it. And they didn't know if he would come until Tony put his foot down. There are a lot of nice things I can say about him, and you can absolutely argue his position on Moxley was correct, but you cannot argue he willingly did what he was asked in that scenario. So CM Punk responded seemingly to this post by Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer message board with the following. I wasn't cleared to come back to wrestle yet. The plan was to wrestle at the pay-per-view. I sat and listened to Moxley's Rocky III idea. I explained how I'd never seen a Rocky movie and thought the idea sucked. But if it's what the boss wanted to do, whatever. He said he wouldn't lose to me. I'd never experienced someone refusing to lose to me. I just laughed. I asked Tony if this is what he wanted, and he said yes, he's the boss. So I said, okay, but I need to be cleared first. They kept saying it could just be a squash, so I didn't need to be cleared. I scoffed at that. My health is more important. Dave Meltzer is a liar. Jericho is a liar and a stooge. There were plans, but plans always change. But I will never put a company above my health ever again. That was an Instagram story from CM Punk that was deleted moments later. But you don't really delete anything on the internet, do you? As it was screen grabbed very quickly and shared around. And that is why we're talking about it this morning. CM Punk followed up this explosive Instagram story with another Instagram story, this time featuring Roger Murta, the actor from the movie Lethal Weapon. And it features his classic line from the movie, "I'm too old for this shit." Chris Jericho also responded on Instagram, alluding to the Punk deleted Instagram story by sharing a Matt Hardy delete GIF on his own Instagram story. Now, from here, I imagine there'll be more conversations that will be had. There'll be more ramifications and backlash from this that we will keep a watchful eye over. And when we know more about this, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Today we send our best wishes to Mickie James. It was announced on Impact Wrestling's Twitter that Mickie has suffered an injury and will be unable to compete at Impact Wrestling Sacrifice tonight. They said an update will take place tonight at Sacrifice and address the Knockouts world title situation, which doesn't bode well. Mickie also addressed the injury on Twitter, saying, "I came all the way to Windsor, Ontario to defend the Impact Wrestling Knockouts World Championship against Jordan Grace. Now, I can't do that, and I don't know what to say. I am so sorry to let you all down. This was supposed to be a match of the year night. Injuries happen. Frustrated, but I'll be fine. I certainly didn't come all this way to a sold-out house to not see my Hardcore Canada live. I will be at Impact Wrestling Sacrifice, and I will address my injury and the future of the Knockouts Championship then. Thank you." So we're glad that she's in a position to be able to attend tonight. It's not an optimistic outlook, it seems. Lots of conversations about addressing the world title. Possibly we could see the title forfeited tonight. We will watch and we will know more when Impact Sacrifice takes place tonight on Impact Plus. Also on Impact last night, Taya Valkyrie was permanently written off Impact Television in very typical Impact fashion. While searching for the Coven backstage, they beat Valkyrie and Rosemary for the tag titles last week. The Death Dolls, they found a casket, and a hand reached out and pulled Taya Valkyrie into the casket, and the lid was closed shut. Her tag partner Jessica Havoc ran off for help. This seems to be the way that Taya Valkyrie wraps up her time with Impact Wrestling. She put a post on her social media, a very heartfelt one, thanking Impact and her peers for the past 6 years and helping her rediscover herself following a bit of a knock in confidence, possibly alluding to a very brief run as Frankie Monet in NXT. She ended with, "It's not goodbye, it's just see you all down the road." Now, we understand that Taya Valkyrie is going to be permanently part of the AEW locker room. We've seen announcements as such, and it looks like there is a date with Jade Cargill on the books for Taya Valkyrie. And I love how she was written off. Wishing her all the best. Impact are great with writing people off, like literally killing off characters. It's become my favorite trope of Impact Wrestling. Long may it remain. So we've talked about Mickie James just before. We talked about Taya Valkyrie, how she looks as if there's a title vacation in the future. We were asking questions about Jamie Hayter, this past Wednesday. She wasn't part of AEW Dynamite, was the reigning AEW Women's World Champion. Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer says that she'll be back pretty soon. She had to return to England to get her visa renewed, and that happens. It's all worked out. It's all fine, but I'm not sure which week she'll be back, but she's not there right now. So Jamie Hayter away, getting her visa sorted. She should be back for AEW very soon. I doubt there'll be any moving around of the championship. I think it would just be a case of hold it until you're back, and then we'll pick it up from there. Hey, speaking of championships, the Ring of Honor World title takes center stage next week for Supercard of Honor. It was confirmed last night that the main event of Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor on the 31st of March will be Claudio Castagnoli defending the ROH World title against Eddie Kingston. Now, we've seen Kingston quit AEW back at the start of March, debuted on the first episode of the newly rebooted ROH TV, and challenged Claudio to a match. They had a very explosive sit-down interview last night and addressed all their prior issues. It was there where Castagnoli officially accepted Eddie's challenge, calling Kingston the biggest waste of potential he has ever seen. These two are going to batter each other. Also announced for Supercard of Honor, Vikingo, fresh off his phenomenal match with Kenny Omega on Dynamite, will defend the AAA Mega Championship against Commander. Samoa Joe defends the ROH TV title against Mark Briscoe, who has forfeited the World Tag Team titles. They will be determined in a Reach for the Sky ladder match in tribute to Jay Briscoe. It'll be the Lucha Brothers, Top Flight, The Kingdom, and Aussie Open competing to be crowned the brand new ROH World Tag Team Champions. Talking of crowning champions, we saw Mercedes Moné crowned the only second ever IWGP Women's Champion. And she, from Battle in the Valley, has said, come one, come all. First title defense takes place at New Japan Sakura Genesis on April the 8th. She has challenged both AZM and Hazuki to a three-way match. The winner of that match will defend the title against Mayu Iwatani at Stardom's Yokohama Arena event on the 23rd of April. A strong start for Mercedes Moné as New Japan, as IWGP Women's Champion, planning to take the belt here, there, and everywhere. There's a lot going on in the wrestling world the next week or so, but of course, all eyes on WrestleMania, and some more names have been added to the WrestleMania card. WRKD tweeting out that Rey Mysterio will not be alone at WrestleMania. It looks as if his match with Dom is definitely going to happen. We just need to make it official. But he won't be alone, say WRKD. He will have Legado del Fantasma in his corner. Now, we've recently seen an alliance between Santos Escobar and Mysterio in the wake of Dominic Mysterio's betrayal of his daddy. Joaquin Wild, Cruz del Toro, and Zelina Vega will reportedly join Santos in Rey's corner to keep the Judgment Day at bay. Nice little showcase for Legado del Fantasma at WrestleMania weekend. Check out the YouTube channel right now. As talking of WrestleMania, I did a breakdown of the WWE journey of Cody Rhodes. Not talking about the last 12 months. I'm going all the way back. We talk OVW. We talk Dashing and Undashing. We talk his team with Hardcore Holly. And we talk about his journey from undesirable to undeniable and possibly to undisputed. That's at youtube.com/Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, sadly, no new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Matthew Gregg, unfortunately, sidelined with a bit of that there COVID. We send him our best. We send him our love. And we should be back to normal next week for WrestleMania weekend. We'll be back together after, feels like a long time since Matthew and I sat down and did a podcast, but we'll be back together next week. On Sunday, a brand new episode of Jack the Jobber's new podcast, Matches of the Month. This is where Jack will go through some of the huge wrestling matches that took place throughout March and determine which the best ones were, basically. Join Jack to reflect on the month that was March on the podcast feed on Sunday. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I'll speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.